You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Richard Justice and Allison Footer.
I'm Richard Justice. This is MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I'm joined by my colleague, Allison Footer. You know, Allison, it seems like we've just, I don't know about you, but I just sort of noticed the Angels maybe a week ago that they had closed in, in the American League West. And they're a terrific team now. They're scoring. They're leading the majors in offense the last 5 or 6 weeks. They add Houston Street to the bullpen. And Albert is being Albert for stretches, you know, and Mike Trout's the best player in the game. They are a fun ball club to watch.
Yeah, they are. And I think that going into the season, we were looking at that middle of the order and saying, well, it should be this, but it could just get reverted to what it was last year. And so with Albert Pujols seemingly, like you said, I mean, having stretches of, you know, good baseball, so you never really know if his health is going to hold up. But it seems like, yes, that finally the lineup is doing what it's supposed to do, and then they've fortified the rotation and put in some young arms in there. You know, mixed it with some veteran arms. I mean, it sounds very cliche, but this is exactly how you build a winning baseball team. So for the Angels to have kind of turned things around, I'm very happy. I'm a big Mike Scioscia fan, so I'm happy that he gets to start again. And you have to believe that maybe, you know, they figured it out and that they'll be there at the very end.
Yeah, I'm with you, a big Scioscia fan. I'm a big David Freese fan, too, and he's turned his season around. There's a lot to like about these Angels, and see how it plays out. We're joined by Alden Gonzalez of MLB.com, who covers the Angels. Things are rolling along, Alden. As you look forward, the addition of Houston Street to the bullpen, what are Jerry DePoto and Mike Scioscia, what are their concerns now as we head toward the final 2.5 months of the season?
Well, I don't even think you got to look at the last 2.5 months of the season. I think we should look at the next 2 weeks. The non-waiver trade deadline has not come and gone yet. And, you know, privately they continue to say that they feel like they're done. They feel like maybe they don't need any more additions. They've shored up their bullpen, which was the number one problem area for them throughout the year. And I think there's some truth to that, but I also think that they're still keeping their ears open, and I think they're leaving open the possibility of potentially adding another starting pitcher. How they're going to do it, I don't know. They gave up a bunch of prospects in that Houston Street trade, prospects that they don't really have that many of. But I don't think they're completely ruling out the possibility of adding one more starting pitcher. The Angels have been one of the best teams in baseball all year. They have the second best record, but it just so happens that the best team in baseball all year resides in their division. And, you know, the last thing you want when you're all in and when you play so hard throughout the entire year is for your season to come down to one game. Winning your division is so crucial now with the extra wild card. And the Angels have already declared that they're all in this year. If we didn't know that already going into the year, giving up 4 pretty darn good prospects for Houston Street is as strong an indication as you can get that, you know, they're putting all the chips in the middle of the table and they want to win right now, this year. They see this as their opportunity. So I don't feel like they're closing communications on potentially adding a starting pitcher. Is that going to be able to materialize? I'm not sure. But I think that's still one thing to watch for with this team. Gary Richards has stepped up and become one of the best pitchers in the American League this year. He's one of the biggest reasons why they're where they're at. But beyond him, there are questions with, you know, Jared Weaver getting up there in age and C.J. Wilson being on disabled list, recovering from an ankle injury right now. He was horrible in the month of June. And then you got behind them, Tyler Skaggs is 22 years old. Matt Shoemaker is a minor league journeyman. Hector Santiago has been very hit and miss this year. I don't think they're closing their ears on maybe adding a starting pitcher before July 31st.
Just as you look at the club, would you add, I'm talking about you, would you add a starter or a reliever? And do you think they need one of the two or both that they do need to add to the club for the August-September run?
I think their bullpen is great right now. They added Jason Grilli, Joe Thatcher, Houston Street. There's not much more you can do there. Their bullpen is one of the best in baseball in July. I would add another starting pitcher because the A's are just that good. The A's rotation is just unbelievable. You're going to need great starting pitching in September. They're playing the Mariners and the A's a lot in September. That's how Major League Baseball sets up its schedule. I really do think they would like to add another starting pitcher. I think they could use another starting pitcher. I don't think they could get a David Price or a Cliff Lee because, one, I don't think David Price is going to be available before July 31st, and two, they can't take on that much salary because they're going to go over the luxury tax and their owner hasn't been willing to pay the luxury tax in the past. But I think they would benefit from getting maybe another mid-rotation starter, give them a little bit more depth in the rotation, give them some more options in the starting rotation, which, you know, to be fair, the starting rotation has performed very well this season, but I just think there are some question marks with that staff for the last 2 months.
Alden, Garrett Richards has just been phenomenal. What is the evolution of this guy, or do you think this is just the natural growth you're going to see in a young guy?
Man, I tell you, Richard, I don't think this is natural growth because even though we always knew that Garrett Richards had great stuff and he has that amazing fastball, I don't think anybody expected him to make the leap that he made this year in his first full season as a starting pitcher. And I think a lot has to do with it. If you talk to Garrett Richards, the one thing that he will constantly tell you is that he's finally in that five-day routine as a starting pitcher. And when he's in that five-day routine and he knows what his role is going to be, he performs a lot better. The previous 2 years in the majors, he was back and forth between AAA, the rotation, the bullpen, and he feels like he's so much more comfortable now that he knows that he's a starter. But it's not just that. He's throwing his fastball about a couple of ticks faster, which is the last thing you would expect for a guy going from part-time relief to full-time starter. He's throwing harder. He's using his slider a lot more effectively. His breaking ball, which was always kind of a questionable third pitch, has become an outstanding third pitch. And I think he's just getting smarter. He's learning how to repeat pitches. He's learning how to set hitters up. He's learning the league. He's a lot more confident now. I mean, it's just so many things that have snowballed for him. I mean, and everything's just clicking for him. And, you know, people talk about maybe this run isn't as sustainable for Garrett Richards because, you know, his batting average on balls in play is very low. He's not getting up any home runs. But he's a guy who's striking out a ton more hitters than he ever has. He's walking less guys than he has before. He's getting a lot more ground balls than he ever did. I think this is sustainable. He's only 26 years old, and, I mean, his stuff is just amazing. You talk to anybody on the Angels, you talk to any opponent, you talk to any executive, they'll tell you that Garrett Richards has some of the best stuff that they've seen. I mean, he's become, I don't think there's any question about it, he's become the ace of the Angels.
Alden, did he lean on somebody? Was this Mike Butcher, or was it a veteran player around him, or was it just him figuring it out?
I think Mike Butcher deserves a lot of credit for how he has developed Garrett Richards, and I think Jared Weaver also deserves a lot of credit for it, too. Garrett Richards looked up to Jared Weaver when he was coming up through the Angels system, and Jared Weaver kind of, you know, took it upon himself to, you know, be kind of a mentor of sorts to Garrett Richards. And what a great guy to learn from. If you already have the great stuff with, you know, Jared Weaver used to have the electric fastball. He evolved over time as a pitcher who, you know, had great command of a changeup and pretty much relied on being able to outsmart hitters, set hitters up. If you're going to learn to put pitches together and be a major league starting pitcher, what better guy than Jared Weaver, who continues to evolve in this league, even as his fastball has eroded to 87, 88 miles an hour. He's still an effective top-of-the-rotation starter. That's as good as a guy as you could learn from, and Garrett really took a lot away from him.
The other thing that jumps out at me is the Angels lead the majors in offense. I mean, they're the only club averaging 5 runs a game. They've had 30 come-from-behind wins, and they've come from behind, I think, 9 times by 3 runs and 3 times by 4 runs. I mean, it's the kind of thing that galvanizes a club. Just you as the guy that covers them every day, have you seen the confidence grow as they've gotten position where they're not out of any game? I mean, there's a certain fight to these guys that's really impressive to see.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that swagger comes from, as you said, I mean, they have the best offense in baseball, and coming from behind is something that they've been doing from the very beginning of the year, and I think they're only going to get better at that because I think it points back to the bullpen now. The depth that they've added in that bullpen with Houston Street and Joe Thatcher and Jason Grilly joining Joe Smith and Kevin Jepson in the back end, they now have a unit in the bullpen which they did not have all year, that more often than not, it wasn't the case last night, but more often than not, when the starting pitcher leaves the game, the opponent is not scoring any more runs. That gives a lot more confidence to an offense that they can come back because they know that the score is going to hold. I was talking to Joe Smith about this yesterday. He says that he could feel now the confidence from the position players every time the bullpen comes in that they're going to hold the game, the score where it is, and all they got to do is tack on one or two more runs, and they're going to win the game. I think that's huge. I think that's something that we saw from the Baltimore Orioles a couple of years ago, a team that won late all the time because their bullpen was so deep and so light out. I think the Angels are at that point with their bullpen right now that the position players have so much confidence that they're going to hold the lead that they just got to score a couple of runs, and they already know that they have the best offense. And that was the blueprint. Jerry DePoto wanted to build a deep bullpen going into the year that could shorten games for them and could open up possibilities for their offense to take over. They didn't have that because Ernesto Barrios struggled and because Sean Burnett needed Tommy John again. So he did it again with Jason Grilli, Joe Thatcher, and Houston Street. And I think they're where they want to be.
It's impressive work. And just talk for a moment about your shortstop, Eric Ibar. This guy has made a couple of insane plays lately. Just watching him day to day, is he as good as he appears for those of us, you know, watching occasionally?
He's almost, you know, defensively, he's almost day and night from where he was last year. And it's funny, yeah. I told him, I'm like, Eric, you know, shortstops are not supposed to get more mobile and cover more ground when they reach 30 years old. He kind of laughed about it. He put in a lot of work in the offseason in the Dominican Republic. But the big thing is he's healthy. His lower half is healthy. He had a foot problem last year that he didn't really talk about much, but that kind of bothered him for the last 3 months. His defensive ratings were just way down last year. I mean, uncommonly down for Eric Ibar, and I think they're just back up again. And, you know, kind of watching him last year and now this year, I kind of maybe along the way I forgot that this guy's a pretty darn good defensive shortstop. This is a guy who won a Gold Glove. He's reminding everybody of that again. I mean, he made a couple of plays last night again. I mean, just making plays in the hole that he just wasn't making last year because he wasn't healthy. And another thing that's happened from this year, too, is he's producing offensively. He's producing with runners in scoring positions. He's driving in runs. He's batting fifth for the Angels. Think about that, Richard. I mean, this is like, you know, 5'8" shortstop switch hitter who relies on his speed, bunts a lot. He's batting fifth on the best offense in baseball. I think that's a pretty strong indication of where he's at this year.
Boy, it is a fun club to watch. I hope you're enjoying it, you know, because as you know, it's not this way every year. Anyway, Alden Gonzalez of MLB.com, thanks for your time. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate it.